As we approach the anniversary of the assassination of President John F. Kennedy, of course, November 22nd, 1963, there's always a review of the many theories and beliefs of what took place, how it happened, and why on that day. My next guest is a best-selling author who, after all these years and books, has brought something new, insightful, and, as you know, someone who has been presented with and has read close to every book on the assassination, I believe something worthy of your attention to the table about this historic tragedy. His book is Target JFK, The Spy Who Killed Kennedy. Along with his best-selling books, he's also a reporter and contributor with a variety of news outlets. They include New York Times, National Geographic, among others. Robert K. Wilcox, thanks for being here today, sir.
Hey, Chris, thanks for having me.
And his website, if you're assuming the obvious, you are correct, robertkwilcox.com. And, well, since I took German in high school, give me the correct pronunciation of our subject's name here today.
Well, that's a tough one, but it's René. It's got an accent over the E.
Right.
René Dussac.
All right. And you present him as the subtitle says, The Spy Who Killed Kennedy. How did you come across, because I have this one book that's pretty much a cross-reference of almost every JFK assassination book that had been published up to that point. I think the book I'm referring to came out around 2001, 2002, around that point. It does not have René Dussac in it. So how did you come across him?
This is a never-reported story. Nobody's ever done anything about this before. He's lived under the radar all these years. And the way I came across him was I did an earlier book on Douglas Bezzotta, who happened to be a friend of his, I found out later. Bezzotta was a Cold War spy and assassin. He's right in the heart of clandestine when the assassination occurred. And in his secret diaries, and I never would have gotten Bezzotta's diaries, he'd had a stroke, and he just gave them to me. And I mined them for the first book, and then I kept running into this. When it was coded, by the way, not calling him by name, but by a coded name, but I finally figured it out. This story of René Dussac, which was just incredible, and that he had been involved in the JFK assassination. Now, Dussac himself, you've seen that beer commercial, The Most Interesting Man in the World. Well, he is the most interesting man in the world. He was born in Argentina. His father was a Cuban diplomat, and that was his allegiance. But as a teenager, he's an Olympic athlete. He was a revolutionary in Cuba, an earlier revolution. He got in trouble and had to flee, actually, to California, and he became a Hollywood stuntman, you know, fighting sharks and jumping off of tall masts and that kind of stuff. And when World War II began, he'd been an adventurer. I think that's where his really double agent type spying began. But the OSS, which was the forerunner to the CIA, they tabbed him for the first special forces they had, called the Jedburghs, who jumped into occupied France and helped the resistance fight the Nazis. And Bezzotta, whose diaries I got as well, he was a Jedburg too. And actually, their relationship went way, way back to the 1920s. And when they were both involved in, Bezzotta was a Marine, and Dussac was in that revolution, and Dussac saved his life. And so they started a relationship there, and then being Jedburghs together, that furthered it. And after the war, Dussac told his friend Bezzotta that he wanted to free Cuba from its exploitation, which America has been pretty much exploiting it since the Spanish-American War. The Platt Amendment gave us the right to go in there, and you know that movie is most vividly shown, The Godfather, where all the gangsters are cutting up the cake, which is shaped as Cuba. And anyway, he asked Bezzotta to help him, and Bezzotta reluctantly agreed, and that began a long help of Dussac in this secret thing, which developed into a plot called Hydra K, which was the plot to kill Kennedy. And how that really got into force was that JFK tried to kill Castro many times, his administration did. And, of course, with the Bay of Pigs, Dussac said, okay, that's an eye for an eye. That's justification for doing it. And that's how the plot took fruition. And then in the book, he goes to Dallas, and we can discuss that.
Well, I want to get into something first, though, with Dussac, because we always look at or try to find why did someone become who they became. Is maybe the turning point of Dussac's life the death of Daisy Moreno?
You know, that's where it starts. That's where his mystery starts, and that was in Los Angeles. It's a very famous, big, wild headlines. He had come to L.A. He was a stuntman, and that's a mysterious thing. He went over the cliff here. I don't know if you know L.A., but Mulholland's up in the mountains, and they didn't have railings or anything, and it was a dark night. And he's driving with Daisy Moreno, who is she's the wife of one of the big Latin American, one of the big Latin lover stars, and she's big in L.A., and they go over the side 400 feet, and he survives, and she dies, and there's a mystery about that. Some say that that Moreno and her were going to get divorced, and did Dussac do this for money? Because he could handle something like that, going over a cliff and killing her and saving Moreno. I don't know. But it's the reason it's in the book is to start the real mystery, because we don't really know. I tried to inquire about that, and all the records were gone. And
ironically, you missed talking with Dussac by 3 months, because he passed away from cancer just shortly after you found or got involved with the diaries. And like I said, you missed him by 3 months, which must have been extremely frustrating.
Wow, that was really something, because as I said, I had written this first book off of these diaries, and then coming back and figuring them out and decoding them, when I finally figured out, the whole story here, well, not the whole story, but who Dussac was, and I found out he lived not more than 3 miles from me, and when I got to his house, he died a few months earlier. But his wife was... even his family didn't know him. There were many secrets about him, and she gave me his an unfinished manuscript of his, and that was another basis of the book. Because while it doesn't talk about what he did about JFK, it gives me all of his early life and all the insights into his feelings and how much he loved Cuba and that kind of thing. And so I use that for the book too.
And the book is Target JFK, The Spy Who Killed Kennedy. We're talking with its author, Robert K. Wilcox, here on Issues and Ideas. Let's move into Dallas, because as you said, the assassination plot, Operation Hydra K, as it was called, had a significant timeline to it, which your book finally, I guess, fills in that blank, because that's been a rare, if any, point of discussion and conversation in all these years as far as how the plan developed. But as far as...
I think you're thinking of how the shooting occurred.
Because it was always the popular impression was it was reasoned it was a mob hit because there was the crossfire that causes confusion.
Yeah,
and it was always placed upon the mob. Now with Dussac and his history, his connection with Cuba and Miami, was he a Cuban agent? Was he a double agent? Was the mafia in play in any way, shape, or form with this?
The answer is yes to all of those.
Okay.
Dussac, in the secret diaries, Bazzara clearly says that Dussac was a double agent. He's working for the FBI, for the CIA, although the CIA won't confirm or deny that. And he was even called in on the Bay of Pigs invasion, which, Castro met that invasion and stopped it. And one of the reasons was he had penetrated the CIA, and one of those was probably Dussac. So I believe he was a Cuban agent, and there's much about that in the diaries. And I think that in regard to what happened in Dallas and the mafia plays a part here in the diaries, in that later Bezzotta had made a pact with Dussac that he would, first of all, try to warn the JFK administration to stop trying to kill Castro, because that was part of Dussac's thing, is he, get away from Cuba, stop that. And Bezzotta went to his CIA contacts and told them, if you don't stop this, there's going to be an assassination of the president. And they all stonewalled him. So Bezzotta got scared then, and he got another big assassin, Lou Conneen, who actually was running the assassination of Diem in South Vietnam a month before JFK died. And he told Lou Conneen, hey, listen, this is going to happen. And Lou Conneen later, after the assassination, wrote a document, which I have, which says, you came to me three times before the assassination and told me it was going to happen, and nobody stopped the attempts to kill Castro. And so that's part of the evidence that I have that this probably is true.
We have to wrap up here with about a minute left. Which did you feel the greater sense of accomplishment with? Revealing the role and the mechanics of what Dussac did, or, as you did later in the book, answer the mystery of why Lee Harvey Oswald said in front of all those cameras, I'm a patsy?
Well, I'd have to say that I feel that we haven't solved this in 50 years, 50 plus years. And by bringing this together, and Oswald is part of it, he's a patsy in it. By bringing this to the front, and it includes the CIA, rogue CIA, mafia, I am putting forth new information that has never been seen before or heard before, in hopes that we can solve this tremendous mystery that really is so important to all of us as Americans.
And as I said in the introduction, I do believe Robert has filled in many of the blanks that have been, and speaking of Oswald, the term blanks comes in handy too, as when you read Target JFK, you'll learn that. But
yes,
what Robert has done is, I think, filled in many of the blanks and the missing pieces of what is a jigsaw puzzle, only because of the number of people that were involved. It can't be a simple point A to point Z. There are a lot of twists and turns along the way. But Robert, with what he reveals in Target JFK, The Spy Who Killed Kennedy, brings about, I think, a lot of the answers to the mystery, mysterious parts, and still the fuzzy and vague parts of why what happened on that day in 1963 did indeed happen. And as I said, being someone who approaches a JFK assassination book with the request and even the demand that you need to sell me, Robert has sold me. And I hope that you'll pay attention to what he presents to in his book, because I believe, and I think you will as well, Target JFK, The Spy Who Killed Kennedy, RobertKWilcox.com. Robert, thanks for the service to history that you've done with this book. Thanks for being here today.
Hey, Chris, thanks so much. It was terrific. Thank you.